Hey, check out this on saving versus investing. And please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this. What is going on, crypto family? So hey, recently we did a video about the different types of investments there are out there. There's a lot of fear around investing, so some people just simply put their money into a bank and just save it there, right? If you watched our three-part video series on the Fed and the inflation video, then you'll probably be asking yourself, I don't know, what more can I do? The goal of this video is to explain the two different areas of thought, saving versus investing, and then to explore this magical unicorn thing called compound interest. Whether you consider yourself a saver or an investor, we're going to explore reasons why people do both. So first off, what are some reasons people typically save money? I think one major reason most people save money in a bank, for example, is because of, I guess, the security and liquidity that banks offer. Most people believe the money is safe in a bank because, you know, who wants to have their entire life savings hidden under their mattress when a fire or thief can make it disappear overnight? Plus, most banks, you know, at least in the United States, usually give access to your money immediately or within a week or two. This is very useful for day-to-day life and helps give us kind of a sense of security. This isn't a bad thing either. Radio personality and best-selling author David Ramsey encourages people to build an emergency fund that is liquid. This is in case something happens and you need access to the money immediately. You know, say for example that you have a car issue or something like your refrigerator breaks or you have a medical issue, on and on and on, right? This will cover it or, you know, at least a little part of it. This isn't an uncommon idea either, as David Bach even recommends the same thing, as do many other financial specialists, and even the United States government says to ensure that you have a certain amount of money on hand in case of a federal emergency or disaster, right? You know, there's a general consensus that having some liquid funds is necessary and important for our daily lives. However, the amount as to how much kind of changes on who you ask. Even with the authorities and high-profile financial experts telling people to have an emergency fund, you know, there's a lot of people who actually simply don't have one. A semi-recent report published by the Federal Reserve on the economic well-being of the United States households in 2018 through May of 2019 showed that 40% of Americans would have a difficulty covering a $400 emergency expense, like the ones that I mentioned a little bit earlier. So this is one good reason to have savings. But if you had all of your money in investments, it means you may have to sell at a market low or even take a loss to get that money, which is obviously not ideal. Another reason people may save is their timeline. If you're close to retirement age, you may be more cautious about investing in something that may be more speculative. You may choose to put, you know, more money in savings vehicles like certificates of deposits or even bonds. Some people keep their money in savings due to lack of knowledge or experience. When some folks start hearing other people talk about investing, ROI, percentages, and things like that, their eyes just kind of glaze over and they say things like, you know, I'm just not that good at math. This is where one form of investment comes into play, the type of investment that everyone can benefit from, investing in yourself. If you don't understand investing, you owe it to yourself to at least learn the basics, see how you could benefit. Plus, learning this can help you make better decisions with your finances in the long run. I encourage everybody not to just say, that's too complicated for me, or I'm not a math person. You know, you can watch some videos, read a book or two, consult with a financial professional. The point is, go out and learn more. My great uncle Benjamin Franklin said it best, an investment in knowledge pays the best interest. Now, let's talk about something that once fully understood should make you truly excited, investing. Specifically, compound interest. Albert Einstein once said compound interest is the eighth wonder of the world. He who understands it, earns it. He who doesn't, pays it. So what is compound interest and how does it work? Well, compound interest is the interest an investor earns on his original investment plus all the interest earned on the interest that has accumulated over time. Simply put, it's interest on interest. That's interesting, right? So here's kind of an example of some simple interest versus compound interest. Simple interest would be like the interest earned on an original principal only. Principal in the original amount. For example, $10,000 at 5% for 3 years is $500 a year for a total of $1,500. Now on the flip side, if you invested $10,000 at 5% compounded annually, that's right, compounded annually, the first year would earn you $500, the second year would get you $525, the third year would get you $551.25 for a total of $1,576.25 in compound interest. You can see in this very short illustration that with compounding interest, you earn more than with simple interest. Where it gets super interesting is when you tack on more time to the equation. Okay, now let's take a look at an example that's pretty typical and doable by most of the households out there. If someone invests $200 a month at an average interest rate earned at, say, 6% APR, that's annual percentage rate, for 20 years, the principal would be at $48,000, and they would end up having $88,285.42 total. If this kept going for another 10 years at the same rate of $200 per month, the person would end up with around $189,739.65. And I know some of you viewers out there are young hustlers that are already looking into investing in your 20s. So you're looking at a whopping 40-year investment window, possibly. Check this out. If you take the above example of just $200 a month and you can find an investment vehicle that earns you about 6% APR per year, each year for that 40-year time period, you'd be looking at about $371,428.72. You know, some people would say, well, sure, you're investing all that extra money, but check it out. The principal, also known as the money that you actually invested, is really only $96,000 on that $371,000. What about that 6%? Okay, well, here's where these little changes in percentage of returns makes a huge difference. Most people would think that 6 to 7% is not that big of a difference. The last example, at 7%, would create a total of $479,124.27. So yeah, another $110,000 because of one percentage point going from 6 to 7. Now, obviously, if you're saving in a normal savings account, you're definitely not going to get anywhere near 6 to 7%. So let's check out one of the previous examples with savings versus investing. If you'd invested $200 per month for 20 years in a savings account at an average return of about 1.25, which is pretty decent for a savings account, you would end up with $53,886.87. Were that the same money at 6%, would have ended up at about $88,285.42, like we mentioned earlier. As you can see from all these examples, there is a huge difference between leaving your money in a bank for 1.2% APR or less, which in turn is going to make a bigger difference than those who invest their money at a higher rate of return. The choice, as always, is up to you. It depends on your risk tolerance, your personality, your stage in life, your income, and overall financial situation. There are a ton of different investment vehicles out there, all of which offer various different possibilities for higher or lower rates of return, all with their own various risk profiles associated with each one of them. For the purpose of this video, I didn't go into all the different vehicles like, you know, what's a 401k, what's a Roth IRA, you know, all that kind of stuff, right? As this video is simply touching on the differences between saving and investing and introducing people to the power of compounding interest. I also didn't discuss how all this is impacted by inflation, the cost of living increases, decreases, etc., all that kind of stuff, right? Which can skew these numbers a bit, you know, here and there as well. And by the way, if you haven't seen my video on how inflation is destroying your wealth, you probably should. We got a link for it in the description below. So peeps, in closing, hopefully this video has kind of helped shed a little bit more light on the subject for you. Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beatles shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beatles and his guests. Robert Beatles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of TradingView Sessions, Crypto Beatles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beatles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. God bless you. Love you. And I'll catch y'all on the next one.